This podcast is brought to you by Speed Space. Monday, September 7, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Monday, South African platinum miner Aquarius Platinum said that it had experienced some delays in the engagement process with new staff at its Kroondal and Marikana operations, where 3,900 workers were dismissed following illegal strike action. The company previously said that it would lose about 15,000 ounces of production during the downturn. However, it now indicated that the labor issues could cost it up to 20,000 ounces of platinum group metals. Aquarius explained that the delays were as a result of some former employees continuing with illegal action, including intimidating employees who wished to be re-engaged. A group of miners and prospectors want to develop an independent iron ore export terminal at Australia's Port Hedland, where BHP Billiton has long been the dominant operator. The terminal could be operational by 2013 and handle up to 50 million tonnes of iron ore a year. This would be more than a third of last year's total exports from Port Hedland. The port's trade by tonnage is 97% iron ore, with the balance comprising salt, petroleum products, general cargo, livestock and acid. Sources with knowledge of the situation said that the miners, which are operating under the Northwest Iron Ore Alliance, also want the Western Australian state government to persuade BHP into sharing rail haulage lines to Port Hedland. Also making headlines, striking South African miners attack union leaders over a wage dispute. Uranium junior Forsys Metals may consider reopening discussions with George Forrest International. Global miner Rio Tinto ceases iron ore price talks with Chinese customers. And South African gold company Goldfields has sold its shareholding in Canada's Eldorado Gold for $323 million. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.